It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, Black and White Network, I'm going to tell you guys, never put your faith in government. Government can be corrupt. It really can. We have seen all of these indictments on Donald Trump. And it's all happening right now during an election year. This, to me, folks, in my opinion, is clearly election interference. It's astonishing, man. What is going on? Donald Trump, as of right now, is in a New York courtroom over a hush money trial. And that case seems to be falling apart, too, by the way. It's astonishing, man, how the government can be weaponized to go after their political opponents. This really does stink, man. We are a country in decline under Joe Biden. And he's trying to remain in the White House for the next 4 years. But according to the polls, it's not working. So what is Democrats' play? The Democrats' play is to make Trump a criminal. They're trying to prosecute him and lock him up. And it's backfiring, guys. Now, what's really been amazing is this classified documents case. Donald Trump was the president, and Donald Trump has the legal right to actually declassify whatever. He can also bring things to his home. Now, Joe Biden did the same thing. However, he wasn't the president. This man had been bringing stuff to his home in his garage, classified documents, going back to when he was a senator and VP under Barack Hussein Obama. Joe Biden didn't have the authority to declassify anything. He shouldn't have had those documents. Now, when they actually investigated Biden, they said that he knew and willfully took those documents. No prosecution. None. But Donald Trump, oh, let's lock him up. Let's try to lock him up and throw away the key because we need Joe Biden to win. This is a dirty business, guys. We need President Trump back in the White House. America knows it. But the deep state, the Democrats, they're doing everything possible to lock Donald Trump up forever. It's astonishing, man. Absolutely astonishing. Now, we got some bombshell news here, man, on this classified documents case. And there seems to be a whole lot of corruption. And Joe Biden is actually tied to it, guys. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button. Get access to the same thing. So, here we go, guys. Check this out on the Gateway Pundit. Confirm, it was all a setup. New evidence affirms previous the Gateway Pundit's reporting that Deep State sent documents to Mar-a-Lago to set up Trump. Now, where does this actually come from? This actually comes from really Judge Eileen Kagan or Cannon in Florida, because there's actually now unredacted stuff that clearly shows, man, that Donald Trump was getting set up. This is astonishing right here, man. Look here, it says President Trump shared last week that he believes the FBI stole his will. The FBI also stole 1,800 other items that were not documents that belonged to President Trump. This was not lawful or necessary. It is also widely known at this point that Joe Biden, who ordered the FBI access to Trump's documents at Mar-a-Lago and President Trump's personal belongings, on pages 2 and 3 of the ruling, Judge Cannon revealed that it was Joe Biden who ordered the FBI access to the Mar-a-Lago documents and President Trump's personal belongings. I mean, this is just unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. This is absolutely astonishing, man. This is the weaponization of the government. And it's gotten way, 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 way out of control, man. Way out of control. It says here, the FBI, actually talking about Joe Biden here, it says, we're providing the FBI access to the records in question as requested by the incumbent occupier of the Oval Office. Beginning as early as Thursday, May 12th, 2022. Unbelievable. And here's another one right here, man. Because now that these documents have been unsealed, Jack Smith, man, did not want you to see this stuff. Look here, it says, investigative journalist Julie Kelly found something interesting in the documents that could change everything. The first thing is testimony from an FBI agent who testified that the General Services Administration had been in possession of Trump's boxes in Virginia before ordering Trump's team to come and get them. So you mean to tell me that the GSA had these documents here and then they tell Trump, oh, you need to come pick these up? This is crazy. Look here. It says, one of the things I want to talk about, if you remember sometime after the administration ended, GSA had approximately 6 pallets of items, boxes, I believe, that were stored in Virginia. And at some point, I guess there were maybe a time limit, I'm not entirely sure, they contacted the office of 45, Donald Trump, to inform them that, you know, they have to go. Someone has to pick them up, or they have to be shipped, or something to that effect. Does this ring a bell at all with you? Funny. These documents that Donald Trump wasn't supposed to have, the GSA said, hey, you need to come pick these up. And then Mar-a-Lago gets raided. Yeah. Yeah. This is interesting right here, man. This is very, very interesting now, guys. Wow. Says here, so it appears that the Biden administration may have been responsible for shipping classified information to Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. This development is significant because Trump has previously blamed the GSA for packing the boxes that contain the classified documents, only to later accuse Trump of essentially stealing them and using that as a pretext for sending the FBI to raid his Mar-a-Lago home in August of 2022. Folks, the government is corrupt. Put no faith in the government, man. Put no faith in them. They are trying to go after Donald Trump when it looks like he was set up. Horrible, man. Absolutely horrible. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.